I'm very pleased with the report. I think it's very timely. It's very important to the strategy we have here in Devon and Cornwall with regard to the funding of our police force. We are entirely convinced that we are not entirely treated fairly in Devon and Cornwall as regards police funding from a central point of view. And there are many aspects to that, but mainly the formula, existing formula, doesn't acknowledge very significant influx of people in the summer months, I think 11 million over the period June, July, August. But we know more fundamentally that the formula itself is outdated, and we very much need the government to put that right. And together with the Chief Constable, we have lobbied already, and we will lobby not just for Devon and Cornwall, but actually also in the context of the Association of Police and Crime Commissioners for that funding formula to be adjusted, which I'm quite convinced will then put Devon and Cornwall in a stronger position. But more fundamentally, I think the NAO report brings out the fact that the Home Office really has no way of measuring the impact of the savings that they are expecting for police forces. And that's a very serious matter. I have respect for Theresa May in many, many regards, but I am on record for criticising her for the simplistic way in which she has projected that crime is falling and therefore resources can fall. We see also in the NAO report that both the Home Office and the police themselves, and that's to some extent I agree with, have not quantified the true demand on policing. We know that it's all very well saying that crime is falling and therefore funding can be cut. The reality is that crime is but a small percentage of the demands on policing, and it is most important that the public understand that so much more of policing time is now diverted to calls for service, to calls for welfare of people, for issues that are not immediately crimed, preventative measures in child sexual exploitation, domestic abuse issues that might be short of being crimed, as the police call it. And there is so much more activity in the modern police force that isn't directly related to crime.